There were memorials before 1914, so the odd Boer War memorial, for example, the odd campaign, this and that. Maybe a local regiment had a memorial for a specific moment, some of them, where they didn't do very well. Lancashire Fusiliers in the Boer War didn't do very well. But after 1918, actually even before the war ended, there's this huge surge to create war memorials. And they're in pretty much every village, town and city in Britain, and of course far beyond, in Canada, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, etc, etc. I think this is an aspect of that national mobilisation I talked about before. I think that this doesn't come from the top down. This demand for memorials takes the government by the surprise, the state, as it were. The government doesn't particularly want all of that to happen. It has memorials in London, the cenotaph, the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior. Maybe that would be enough. But in fact, what's already happened before that is that villages, towns, cities, schools, railway stations, hospitals, town halls, pretty much everywhere, has started to gather the material, as it were, to create its own memorial. And I think it's partly the fact that so many people, so many communities were involved in the First World War, either as with volunteers, their soldiers going off to war, or when conscription was brought in as conscripts, that they were involved in munitions factories, or they made uniforms, or they worked on the land. Agriculture, of course, was vitally important. And there is this sense, I think, of national mobilisation, national involvement, which inevitably leads to national memorialisation. So it's their war, it's their men, and this is going to be their memorial. For the most part, I think this is right, most of the memorials are subscribed locally, aren't they? They're paid for locally. They're paid for by the committees form, newspapers run campaigns, people become involved, there are great debates about what design, and some of them are standard designs, so you can get a catalogue of standard designs, if you want to pay for that. Or you can get designs which are more locally influenced. So there could be a whole series of local circumstances. So memorials tend to be different in Scotland, for example, than in many parts of England. Memorials in Cornwall or East Anglia tend to be a bit different because their local communities are a bit different. And there were great debates. I mean, one extraordinary thing is that these communities are fully involved. You know, this is not some big industrialist or big landowner saying, this is what we're going to do, that's what we're going to do. There are great debates about what kind of memorials they're going to have, where these are going to go, who will unveil them. So normally they're unveiled after about 1921 through the 1920s. There are great debates about whether it's worth spending money on a memorial at all. The debates are pretty much always, yes, it is, and this is what we want. But there are a few minority voices usually that say, well, what about building a playing field or building a wing to a hospital or building a memorial village, for example. And what very often happened was that the war memorial came first, you get that built, you get that in the centre of the community, and then, if there's any money left over, you build a playing field, you build a hospital wing, you build whatever it is that you've chosen to build. In Bristol, I forget which one it was, Bristol Rovers, they built a football ground. I think it's Bristol. It's a memorial ground. Anyways, a huge debate recently about whether they should leave it or not. The debate was, it was a pretty dilapidated football ground. But that wasn't the debate. The debate was whether they should leave the memorial.
Not necessarily
the ground. And people, if it's ever proposed, because very often, you know, they're in the way nowadays. They want to build a road or something. And sometimes it's proposed that you move the memorial to some park or somewhere out of the way. There's usually an enormous controversy about that. And again, I think it's because the memorials were part of, deeply held part of the community to begin with. And now, partly because of family history, you know those names. If it's got your name on that memorial, that could be a relative, might well be a relative. And even now, perhaps even more so now actually, that they're a part of the community